This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear. But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Only in theaters June 14. Get tickets now.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web. And your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for RuPaul's Drag Race. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Drag Race news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off, and the buzz continues.
It's RuPaul's Drag Race. Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to
one
and all.
We are on a sugar high.
Oh, yeah. You guys are. I'm not.
Those strawberries are
amazing.
You
need to eat your fun dip.
No, I'm not going to eat my fun dip. I am fun dip.
Okay. I will eat your fun dip.
Here, you want it?
I'll eat it. I love it. Fun dip is like the best thing ever.
Hello, everyone.
I'm going to eat it while we talking.
Go for it. That way you can keep your mouth occupied so we can actually have a good show.
Oh, oops.
Plaza queen.
That's why you've been criticized, because I ain't been talking
enough. We're going to get to that. So if you haven't noticed, we did a little musical chairs. I am obviously not allowed to sit next to it.
No.
So
he's not allowed to sit next to the shine because it's too bright for him every week. It's
I don't need the brightness shining off my forehead. Anyway, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Kenny Harrison, and we have a rather smaller crew than normal.
Hey. Apparently that's a good thing.
we will get to that later on the show. Let me introduce everyone. Sitting next to me is...
Jackie Borowski.
And across from Jackie is...
You did that on purpose. Hello, it's Courtney Stewart.
And next to that is...
Cameron Marston.
Okay, so Mikey and DJ Jesse are in Vegas right now.
And Natalie...
Yes. Natalie...
Got a last-minute date.
Hey.
And it is also her birthday, so we should all wish her happy birthday.
She was born on Valentine's Day. It's her middle name, Love. Heart.
Her middle name is Jasmine.
I can show you the way. And in the booth, we have, not Phil. Is that Phil? I can't see.
Yes, it is.
That is Phil.
Changed it up.
Yeah, we
had Ronnie.
We had Ronnie for the game. So now we have Phil. Hi, Phil.
How are you guys?
We're doing well.
Good. Thank you for the fun dip.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, he gave us all fun dips. He's dipping his fun.
Did you guys ever make the Kool-Aid fun dip because you couldn't buy fun dip?
I'm not ghetto like you.
Girl,
you are from South Carolina, but we're
Crystal Light. Crystal Light. We use Crystal Light.
Y'all use Crystal Light.
We had fun dip in Germany.
We used Weiler's.
Of course, this one over here. Which was the cheaper version of the Kool-Aid.
And it was bomb, too. And we used to put it in big old Ziploc bags.
Okay, let's get back. 3 minutes in, and we haven't even talked about RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's Valentine's
Day. Don, I think maybe that's your cue.
Hey.
So, we're on episode three. Yes, episode three, where's season four. It was called Glamazons versus Champions.
I love this episode.
I did, too. This is my favorite episode.
Thank you. So far, me too. Yeah. I was really excited about
Why is that?
Because the energy was there. I actually, I feel like it's gotten down to enough people that I know who they are now.
Yes.
And I can, focus. Even though I felt like it was kind of crazy because I felt like it was a lot going on in the episode.
It was.
And I was kind of confused until the end, when they were doing their commercial and all that, which we'll get to. But I liked it. It was good energy. And I loved the final fashion show. And I had lots of things to say about it.
Great.
And I think that it gave everybody a chance to shine. Mm-hmm. You didn't get a sense of everybody's personalities. Mm-hmm. You got some people and not others in the first two episodes. And I understand it's like you have a huge cast and mm-hmm. what are you going to do? But in these specific challenges, you really got a sense of individual personas.
Totally agree.
Cameron?
He's like, whatever.
He's just sitting over there rocking that bum.
I just ate dinner. Sorry. It'll come. Hold on. Like wait for it.
Heavy.
So you had a nice dinner with your, mm-hmm. with your
Where'd
partner?
You go?
We went to Loteria here in Studio City.
Studio City?
Laurel Canyon and Ventura.
Aren't you a busy beaver?
Mm-hmm.
I
play with beavers sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good soundbite.
Beaver tastes good.
I just realized what a beaver it was. Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking about Isabel for whatever. Anyway.
Back on track. Our first topic would be the mini challenge, which was it was kind of a RuPaul gives back to the community, and they brought out, I think her name was Pariah Martel.
I really enjoyed that.
Pariah?
Or Paya?
Paya, Mary.
Paya.
Pariah.
Pariah.
I just saw that the other night. Yeah. And it was actually touching, and it actually moved me, you know.
And
it takes a lot to move a Kenny.
Unlike you.
It doesn't take much. I'll take it a little fun, dude.
I really like that. That's not what I heard. I really enjoyed that, and I think I enjoyed how they tied the fact that she was singing a RuPaul song in with the RuPaul songs later. I felt like in the last episode, the challenges didn't make sense together, kind of. I guess there was
a
tie.
Disjointed in a way.
It was too disjointed.
Yeah.
Made a lot of sense. It was very sweet.
So, yeah.
I figured that's serious.
Courtney, as much as I love...
I'm rattling it. I knew. I was waiting for you to say it.
Because we've had that as a problem with the sound.
I was rattling it. What if I'm really quiet? Can you hear it like this?
I can. Girl, didn't you see our paragraph on iTunes?
I know. Yeah. And it wasn't a paragraph. It was a novel.
You are messing up the sound.
I'm sorry.
Because we're going to get another bad review.
Fun Dip will have to go on hold.
Why don't you just pour it in your Kool-Aid?
But any attention is good attention.
Here, you want some more water?
By the way, if you're watching us right now and you have a negative comment, feel free to call in.
Sure. Oh, no, I love it.
Wait, don't call it.
Girl, serve it. Negative or positive.
Negative or positive. We like your comments.
The fact that you acknowledge, I'm all good.
424-256-1729, baby. Call us.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you.
Well, the three of us will. She'll stick a stick in her mouth. See? Like she is not. She's sucking on it.
It is Valentine's
Day. So.
Our systems detect that a host has wandered off the subject.
Oh, host. Kenny Ho.
No, a host,
Kenny
which
Ho.
Is
Kenny
you.
Kenny Ho. Kenny Ho. I'm not a host. I'm
I went
here.
Back and watched it, and it said a host.
I'm a fun dick
not
eater.
The host.
I am not a host.
So.
Anyway.
My favorite hat that won, my favorite butterfly hat that won, was the one that won.
It, me too.
Oh, yeah, my, not okay, mine.
Well, because
it had to be kind of pink.
Oh, geez.
I like the one before that, the colorful one.
Well, who was the one with the one before that? Wasn't it Chad Michaels and...
the purple ball one? So.
What do you guys think of the...
I like that Latrice was like...
No, there was another with all butterflies, but it had multicolored butterflies. I'm not big on pink, sorry.
I think I just like the execution of it.
On top of that, the pink didn't go with Paya's outfit, so girl, why'd you pick that?
Because it was the prettiest one.
Yeah. Paya can change her clothes.
Exactly.
Paya can change her clothes.
That's
exactly.
True.
When she makes her next video.
So Jiggly's team won, and I feel bad because she's always left out in the cold. Jiggly.
I'm drawn between the fact that like we know that Jiggly's mom died and she has a boohoo story, but then they were still arguing. They were like, you still have to step it up. Like, everybody else has had problems. Everybody else has had bad things happen to them. And it's like, all you're doing is boo-hoo-hooing all over the place and being like, wah, wah, wah. And then, oh, by the way, you're shooting down other people while you're trying to get there.
Well, that's typical for people who have insecurities. They want to chop down at the people that, you know, to make themselves feel better about themselves.
Right, but then it's hard to feel sympathetic.
I mean, look at Courtney. She lashes out on me every episode.
I know, because I want you to feel better about yourself.
No.
Oh, my Lord.
It's because you have insecurities.
No. Well, it's hard for me to feel sympathetic for the person that does that, both of y'all.
I know. I like you.
I don't cut you down, Kenny. I just remind you of who you are.
Oh.
And that's not
don't
very
say
much.
It. Don't say it.
I know exactly who I am.
So, I'm just playing.
I don't, whatever.
I don't feel sorry for Jiggly.
So the winners, Fifi.
I feel sorry for that belly.
Oh, we're going to talk about that.
We're going to get to that.
So, it was like extra this
week.
Okay,
wait. So Kenya Michaels, Fifi were chosen as team captains, and they did the rundown again.
I
want
to put Kenya in my pocket.
Oh, I know.
I don't think she'll fit.
But she's
I know.
Like, that's me.
But she's so fun. Like, all her video with the
with the bones.
You like her because you don't understand what she's
whatever.
Saying.
I love her.
But she loved Yada, so
I adored Yada so
much. I like Yada more than I like this one. This one reminds me of like an Ewok on catnip.
Ewoks.
No, she's entertaining. I get it.
My dog looks like an Ewok, and I love it.
Let's remind you, Peter Dinklage was in her top five.
Yes, Peter Dinklage was in my top five men.
I'm sure people don't know who that is. He is the little guy on.
He's the little guy in everything. He plays Tyrion Lannister.
Oh. He's just not little. He's actually.
He was in Death at a Funeral. He played the little guy
in both the British and the American version.
They couldn't cast
the exact same movie.
With everybody different, but Tyrion Lannister.
So what list is he on?
Okay, maybe you guys can't sit next to each other either.
I'm just telling you, I like midgets.
You were on the email.
You like midgets and girly boys.
I like girly boy midgets. That's like kind of perfect.
That's why you're all together.
So moving along.
Wow. I'm going to leave that one alone.
So they picked teams, and of course the big girls were the last ones to be picked.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Well, not all the big girls.
Well,
Latrice,
she gets picked towards the end.
She has street cred. Yeah.
She does
and
have
which,
cred.
Which brings up the whole Puerto Rican versus Puerto Rican thing, you know.
I thought that was
just
funny.
Because we're on the same... From the same...
Heck no.
Exactly.
I like how Kenya was like...
Mm-mm. Yeah.
She didn't even want to give her a...
She went...
What? So you don't think that was wrong of her?
Hell no! She didn't want her on a team, and she wasn't going to front like she did.
You can't. People like to make, and this is the other thing, is like people like to make false alliances with other people just because it's like, oh, we have the same hair color, we should be BFFs. Oh, we came from the same place, we should be BFFs.
It's like on Bad Girls Club, saying we have the Haitian girls, they're not friends anymore. And then when I moved here from Hawaii, and the people that followed after, like, oh, girl, you're from Hawaii too? I don't care. I don't know you.
That's like saying me and Sheree should be friends because we both from Atlanta. Mm-mm.
And you and me should
I
be friends.
I would never be friends. No, we shouldn't.
No.
You from the country. You from South Carolina.
I'm cuter, that's why.
You're bald and shiny.
No, your face is bald.
We used to kick.
But I will say though. But so. Moving on from that.
I know.
You also.
You need some more dip.
So they won't let me.
So you also have people with.
I just
also
have
two people.
I'm not allowed to do anything with it.
Jackie speaking, guys.
Sorry. Okay.
You also have two people with heavy accents, and they choose to do different things with it. And I respect Kenya because I think he's really trying.
I also think there's like a color a color difference between the two of them too.
Well, there's almost
kidding.
We see it in different cultures. You know, different genetic traits in some people. Like I said, Ewok.
Wow.
Madame LaQueer.
Light skin something or other.
Yeah.
Banshee. I don't know.
Isn't it amazing how the light skin became famous?
Became more famous?
Yeah.
Are you jealous of me because I'm light skinned?
Yeah.
So jealous of your boogie.
I wish. Okay.
You have a hair on here.
Oh, thank you.
In your underwear shirt.
We're going to get more bad comments.
I like love this shirt.
Thermal underwear.
It's my Valentine's Day. I love you kind of.
I mean, I'm just glad it was kind
red.
Of a color. Yeah.
Well, I'm just glad it doesn't say affliction on it.
Her jersey.
But I can't talk because I wore this jacket last night.
And the week before. That is a week bit.
But you
okay,
had a new bow.
So
that's all that matters.
So moving on to the next challenge, main challenge.
Jackie's not done.
No, wait. I'm now confusing the two challenges. Pertaining to the main challenge. Okay. So go on.
Okay, well, we're going into the main challenge. What are you confused about? We're talking about the main challenge now.
I was thinking it was a problem in the main challenge, but it's not. But when Kenya, and then who was the one who took over?
Milan.
Gumby.
I'm bad with names. To all y'all people out there that are going to make fun of the fact that I can't figure out who's who.
She's okay with it.
I'm okay with it. Because I did this during A-List Dallas, and there were five people, and I kept confusing them.
The whole Milan thing.
And I love them. It's just that I'm not good with names.
It
bugged me because...
He was like...
He just wanted to take over.
He took over, and then when it was asked, oh, well, she decided that it was a good thing to work together.
I love Willem.
Yeah. It had nothing.
She goes after him in the
I love Willem, and this is why I love Willem. It had nothing to do with the fact that there was a language barrier.
Right.
It's like you just decided that's what it was arbitrarily, so you could come in and take over.
And even when she was trying to give, you know, instructions, he was cutting her off. Like, no, we're gonna do this, and you know, so
He was rude and annoying.
He was
I
rude.
Kicked
and,
him.
Yeah, he was rude and annoying. And then you had Fifi on the other side, who.
Somebody had Fifi as a favorite. Wasn't that you?
That was me.
No.
And Mikey.
Why? Why?
Of course it would
Why?
Be.
Why do you not like Fifi?
Because she's bitter.
She's not bitter.
She's bitter. And then when they had that drama they were talking about behind the scenes, instead of keeping it about that person and consoling that person, she made it about her and what she went through. Going, bitch, shut up.
Not nobody care.
I was just mad that that group didn't have a theme. It's like the other group had a theme. That was the...
Well, let's talk about the challenge. The actual challenge was to create a mini... an infomercial for both of RuPaul's albums, which I thought was a...
That's a good challenge.
It is at a first good challenge.
Okay.
Kind of confused. Like,
it was confusing.
Yeah.
There was a lot of plugging going on. I loved it.
I loved it,
yeah.
It was
hilarious. I loved it, too. I was about to go and download shit, because I was like, oh,
I even liked... backtracking a little bit, I even liked her outfit, the first, the psychedelic outfit suit that she came out in, or he... The first time,
yeah.
When, like after they got Gmail, she came into the room with the funkadelic suit.
Courtney's
confused. I don't remember. I'm like, what is suit? I don't remember.
She had a white tux with psychedelic colors on it.
Okay, I admit I had to do another AfterBuzz show, and I was kind of watching it simultaneously, so I might have missed that.
Yeah,
I was on the phone talking about Grammy's fashion.
Oh, good. Okay.
But I did peep RuPaul's final runway suit. Which
we'll get to that. Yeah. So, So that was a challenge, and it was confusing at first.
I felt the other group should... There was a couple things that were confusing about it. First, you have one group that clearly picks out a theme. The second one, I'm like...
Well, randomly.
Yeah, you just have randoms everywhere. And then, I guess the other part that was confusing, I thought they were, as a team, they were all going to be doing everything together, and then suddenly they're like breaking it down into individuals.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
which I ended up liking because you start to learn about them.
Yeah. Well, and they get something to judge on.
For me, the problem was, and I think this had to do with time and editing, you didn't get to see everyone in their individual things, so you're watching them, and they spent a lot of time with what's-her-face, the princess, and how she was screwing up the lines and blah, blah, blah. So, and then they would cut to the other group. And so it was like, okay,
Who's
that? I think part of that, though, and then so it's this juxtaposition between you do want to give due diligence to the individual queens to show them their personalities, but at the same time, in a competition show like this, and it's the same way with Project Runway, you can kind of see who's going to be in the top and who's going to be in the bottom by the way it's edited.
Mm-hmm.
So part of that is they're like, oh yeah, we have to randomly do our story editing here.
Right.
And it was kind of weird because they stuck in that like story editing at random spaces in the episode.
Yeah. And for me, I like for like certain ones like Latrice, I didn't even see her her individual one until the actual until they actually showed the final
thing
because she was safe.
Well,
but part that's of the story thing. Editing.
You know, it's just
I mean, we can't do everything, guys. It's an hour show.
Partly because you guys keep ripping on her gums.
That's Courtney.
Well, I don't want to see that mess. I will admit though, I was feeling her this episode.
Why is that?
Because she had that fan in the back. And she was like, oh, I'm like, you hot as hell, you pretty girl. But she was like, and then when in the untuck where she was rubbing on the belly, like, oh, it's okay.
Yes!
Oh, by the way, Kenny, for those of you, I didn't understand anything that Courtney just said.
I'm like laughing simultaneously. I apologize. I love the fan that Latrice Royale had, and she was sitting like my big mama backstage, like with her fan, and then she was sweating and hot. And then when Jiggly got all
emotional,
Latrice was just fanning and rubbing her, and it was just funny.
And she
it was very like grandma's friend. Porridge moment.
She totally this whole episode endeared her to me because of that, because she was so like, I'm gonna take care of you kind of.
I like that from her.
Yeah,
I'm gonna keep my shoes on the entire episode.
Yes.
Because they went after
but you know she was hot. You know she wasn't comfortable, but she was gonna
but
be
she was gonna be a lady.
All those clothes.
She was gonna be a lady and they called her on it. Yeah.
All the makeup and the clothes with all the lights, I'm sure it's
they were worn out.
Yeah.
But that's part of this was an argument I made in the last episode, though. It's like, if this is what you're going to do and this is the type of performance you're going to do in any type of performance, even non-related to drag, you're going to be out there, you're going to be in a costume, you're going to be in makeup, you're going to wear things that might not be comfortable. It's like, suck it up. That's what you're there to perform and in a competition.
Right, beauty knows no
pain. That was the whole issue with Madame LaQueer and her shoes and her feet.
And that's why I'm over her. I'm so over
her. I'm so surprised she's still there.
I know.
Well, she was like Stacey Lane from the last season. I mean, they kept her on for like forever, and then she should have been gone.
And it's like, if Latrice can do it and pull it off nicely, which she did, it's you can
make
do it too.
Work. Girl, find you some shoes that fit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the whole thing. Yeah. So the main challenge,
fungus.
Did they announce?
Wait, well, I just wanted to say, because that video thing, the commercial thing.
Oh, the commercial.
I have to say, did you pay attention to Willem in the background?
Well, no, yes. But the funniest...
He is such a ham.
No.
Love
the
it.
Funniest is when RuPaul is like, are you ready? And she goes to the pit crew and she's like, yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
That was like the highlight for me.
Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So the one, was it Milan that did the, like, in the actual session, she did an Whitney homage Houston. To Whitney Houston, and then it suddenly
yes.
wasn't there in the final...
No. And I think
but
they
I saw
changed
from,
it.
Well, I saw from... RuPaul's Twitter that was just the whole thing was just an accident. It's like the fact that it was even in there is just incidental. It has nothing to do with anything.
I would ask if it was randomly put in because of this weekend, but I'm sure that the show was cut.
Yeah,
long
it was
time
already
ago.
Cut and sent to print, so he
so
was like
just
it was
kind
just
of ironic.
Completely
interesting.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you think maybe Milan thinks that she looks a little like Whitney.
Well,
I don't know,
but Dina looked like Whitney at the end.
Yeah. But
we'll get there.
I kind of felt like RuPaul kind of dismissed the whole Whitney thing too. She's like, okay, that we're done with that next.
Well, yeah, because it was
because
an
it's
insult.
Not RuPaul's
but
music.
You said it, you also said it was cut so long ago.
Right.
Yeah. It's not RuPaul's music. I think that was the whole point.
Yeah, it's like why are you singing Whitney? That didn't make any sense because her song was like Gorilla Mama.
And you got to be careful. I don't think RuPaul ever wants to be compared to.
Right.
I'm never going to be there. Let's not go that route.
Right.
Yeah.
So
something else.
Don't buy it if you think she is.
So, are we going to move to the main stage?
Sorry,
I have one more comment to make though,
sure,
and this is
Jackie. Apparently not.
10 more comments.
Can we
to make,
cut off our microphone, please?
And then we can go on.
Girl, we don't.
Why the game ran long? Do it.
I know you guys ran 45 minutes
late.
Long.
We did not.
And I wonder why we started late. Go ahead, Blondie. You got the mic.
I was hungry and I had to go to Chipotle. Okay, you called me out. Sorry.
Now she's eating more shit.
And I'm carpooling.
You
with
hungry?
Isabel,
you
so
hungry?
I had to pick her up.
You
from
hungry?
Her.
That's a shocker.
I know.
So, who is it that basically told Sharon Needles?
You can bring something to my
I know we have like, okay, who are we talking about?
Yeah, no, was Fifi the one who told Sharon Needles that basically.
Oh, just to paint your face.
He
and
had
be
to just
a,
be
just
scary.
Be goth. Just be goth.
Yeah. And that
goth.
Was irritating to me too, because it's like, and obviously it was irritating to him to be.
I understood why he was irritated.
Yeah,
that
and,
would be too.
And it's like, he has shown that he, in the previous episode, he did kind of a more glam, pretty mm-hmm. thing. So it's like, he can do other stuff. Just
and,
let him.
But look who
I was
won
annoyed,
the challenge.
But I was annoyed that Fifi was like, oh, we'll see. I was telling you to do the right thing or whatever, trying to take credit.
Because we know in her head, she thinks she deserves credit for that.
Yeah. And I was like, ew, that's why I don't like you. And that's why Kenny does.
Well, but you see that, you know, and my thing is, you know, she freaked out. She wasn't really a leader in this whole thing, you know. She basically put herself together and was like, you do this, you do what best, what I know you can do, you know what I mean?
We gotta do choreography?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's another pet peeve I have, because it's if you guys are considered performers,
we need a list.
Yeah, no, but here's the thing: if you're considered a performer and you have to do all the things that come with performing, you're in a performance competition show and you're whining about having to dance.
Well, in their defense, they had 90 minutes or something to put
they had
all 30
that minutes
together.
To do that.
That's
yeah.
a lot.
For a, yeah, for
especially
a short
for
time.
A group of what, five people? How many people are on?
So that's giving credit, but again, and then yeah, I know you, we just don't like Fifi.
We don't like Fifi, but so I mean, I understand. Like, I get
why
you
sitting like
what
that?
You're here for
like,
because we love each other, because we are kind to each other, because it's Valentine's Day, and we can share positive energy, unlike the negative darts that we.
What do you mean?
Just at you.
Oh, I was gonna say Jackie's sweet and
Jackie's
lovely.
Very sweet. You're the devil.
I'll be that.
Very that.
So main stage, RuPaul's dress was on point.
Loved it. Loved it.
I think the big blonde curl
of all the season. I think that's my favorite outfit.
That I would have to agree.
Yeah,
that
I agree
was
loved
it. And the strands that were hanging down from the top.
Yeah,
like, wow, that's just the subtle, the small.
I
yeah.
love the hood. I want it.
But I wanted to see her shoes. Did you see her shoes?
Her gown was covering the shoes, but I'm sure they were.
And then
fabulous.
It was like shape perfect. Mm-hmm. She looked great.
Mm-hmm. And the whole theme of the runway was platinum and gold.
Platinum and gold.
Which, mm-hmm. you know.
That's why I did gold.
Which, it didn't dawn on me until, like, just now. I had an aha moment, like Cam did the first. Platinum and gold, you know, that's what they associate with albums.
No way.
Really. Exactly.
I didn't realize.
You're a swift one.
Whatever.
Quick, buddy, quick.
So, and then Natalie Cole and Amber Riley, who was obviously
I was so excited that she was there.
Yes.
And she had good comments, too.
She did.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Amber Riley.
Yeah, she's on point.
Yeah. So, and it's good because sometimes the judges, like maybe last week, when they get up there, they're not really saying anything constructive. Mm-hmm. They're just saying they're... You know,
yeah. She was constructive and she was encouraging. Like she said some encouraging stuff. So I like that. Yeah. Go Amber Riley.
Yeah. So and then we had Michelle Visage back. And what's his face? Santino.
I like him.
Yeah.
I love Santino.
And sorry, let me correct myself. So Michelle, on top of being an actual radio star, because I guess she had a show with RuPaul before on the radio, maybe, but she was part of the group Seduction, not Exposé, not Cover Girls.
I would not have gotten it.
Trying to clear that up, you know, I might, whatever.
Okay, so.
Can we just run through them when they're outfits?
Yeah, that's what I plan on doing.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm. Glad you guys are on that side.
Well, not trying, right. Not trying to I have an actual list.
Kenny's like, I got it, Trick.
Okay, Spike. Oh. I wasn't going to say. So,
what?
I don't know, but it was something inappropriate.
Abandoned ship.
We good Christians on this.
First up was Milan.
Why is Milan first? I thought Chad was first.
No, Milan was first. She came out as Solid Gold.
Oh, you're
dancer.
Going in order of that.
Well, I'm going down the order. Oh, yeah, I have them written down as the order.
No problem.
So Milan was first. She came out Solid Gold.
He's Solid Gold dancer.
I actually liked that.
It was hair and pants. I liked it. The wig was good.
And then did you notice the sides were cut?
Yes, the sides were cut.
So that was cute.
Muscular legs.
Okay. No, the outfit was cute. But my thing is, I know that I grind my teeth down and I don't have the best tooth smile. She's had those gums for, I'm sure, years for now. Hey, when do you realize?
How do you get rid of gums, though?
Sometimes. You don't smile as large.
You don't smile as large. But they have the thing that you can, like, move your gums
Toddlers and tiaras or what? They got the little thing you can buy.
Flippers. Flippers.
You move your teeth, your lips down.
I gotta watch Dance Moms.
Yeah, there's a way to do it. I'm just thinking,
like,
girl.
Like, if I smile like this, mm-hmm. you guys would be like, ooh, horsey poop. That goes away. Like, you recognize that you had to bring the lip down a little bit.
Okay.
Sorry,
he was super hyped, though. He was excited.
She did her thing.
I like that headband.
Yeah.
I did, too. Yes.
I thought that was fun.
Then the next one on my list is Chad Michaels.
Chad Michaels.
I love him.
I was going to say, I was actually very impressed this week, and I love the energy that
seasoned.
She was serving.
He is totally
and
seasoned.
I like the gold forehead.
The gold forehead, the wig, and even when they were backstage, and he was just kind of like, something
classy.
Was really classy about him this week that I was
feeling.
And I
got the feeling that he wore higher heels this time.
Yeah, probably.
But he usually, you're right, he's seasoned, so he's usually a pretty good dresser.
Well, he's 40, so
it works for me.
Yeah.
And there was, who was it was that was saying that I'm such a big fan of yours? I forget.
Was it a judge?
No, it was another. Was it Willem, I think? I don't know.
Untucked. Oh, I thought you were talking about when Amber, she was super excited about Chad Michaels and saying that
maybe it was Amber.
She was loving him.
Maybe it was Amber.
Amber.
Yeah, because she said, she was standing there.
Well, you can tell.
I can't take my eyes off you.
Yeah, you can tell that he's really seasoned, and you could even tell in the, in the videos, the way he delivers his lines, it's absolute perfection.
I think he had, or she had, the best runway this week for me.
No, definitely.
I actually thought she probably should have won the whole challenge, but that's just
I thought the commercial was boring, sorry.
Yeah.
It was good delivery.
It was eloquent.
Nice, but...
Even his part was,
But I wanted to be entertaining. I don't want a boring show.
I like that bone.
Huh?
I did like the bone.
Kenya should have won. I like the bone.
We'll get to that. So, Willem was next on my list.
I love that outfit, too.
She had the chain.
Complaint I have, and this is...
Her hair!
It's not
her wig sucks.
It was almost not.
No, the hair itself is not bad. Yeah. It's the placement of it.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Because it was kind of...
Back.
Yeah.
Girl,
it was a little
drop it down.
See, the only question
I wanted
have
it to
is...
be a little thicker. Like,
yeah,
I feel like
it's
too thin.
Yeah.
Because it looks very, trailer.
But she definitely knows her body.
Yeah.
That.
What was the comment?
Clash of the Titans.
As she was walking back, RuPaul is like, I could see her pink Cadillac.
Yes.
And it was so appropriate because Natalie Cole.
I have to say, because what was the other one that they kept telling, put some clothes on? She was the Vegas showgirl from two seasons back. They had the snake one, whatever.
two seasons back? Two
wasn't
seasons
it back. Last season that they were?
No, Carmen Carrera was the one that
that's
never had
the naked
on
one. Oh. The one the season that before the that they had the one that always had showgirl, Vegas showgirl.
Oh,
thing. I she was always showing ass and stuff. I think for me, Willem, even above Carmen, Willem's body
this is
gonna,
sick.
This is gonna
be
above Carmen?
He has a great body.
I don't know. Carmen's
I think
body
Carmen
is.
No, okay, well, remember that ad I talked about. Carmen is sick. Her body is beautiful, but Carmen's ribcage sticks. Willem's body is banging.
Yeah.
Well, Willem has the six pack and
the abs are perfection. Yeah. But there was
and she knows how to she knows her body.
And then
she
knows how to work an outfit with that body.
This is gonna bug me about this whole two seasons ago of who the show goes. Okay. So Sharon Needles was next
on
my list.
That's what Google is for, but
I love that. I absolutely love it.
Sharon Needles?
Sharon Needles.
The Elvis costume. I loved it.
Elvis meets Elvira.
I loved that because I like, what was the quote she said? I wrote it down.
Well, I like Campy Dry.
Grease Lightning.
So she goes, I'm not afraid to look bizarre. When I look bizarre, I feel beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I totally respect that. It's like you think you bring something different to the table every single time, and it's not the same shtick.
She's my favorite, but what I'm fearing is that she's going to fall under the umbrella of Raja, because Raja was the same way. Raja was all about, I pushed the envelope. I'm not scared to look like an idiot.
Even Raven, to a certain extent, was kind of like...
Yeah, I don't hate Raven, but she was a bitch, too, though. She had problems. Sharon Needles, she's on point.
I just didn't love the panty.
Yeah.
I wanted
me neither.
To be...
Wait, the
padding. No, the padding. The crotch thing.
It was
the padding was bad.
I scrolled down,
I was like, that just kind of messed it up for me, because it was like this little crop jacket, and you're thinking, like, I want to see hot.
And you have,
I don't
what, yellow fishnets, right? She's wearing fishnets.
Yeah, like, it just...
You are gripping that stick like it's no tomorrow.
Really want to eat it, and I can't, and then I don't want to just...
Wait, it is Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
I already did my job. Anyway, moving on.
So, who's next?
How do you think I got here tonight?
Okay. So, Fifi was next on my list.
Bitch.
She looked like Vanessa Williams, they said.
The makeup was nice.
Last episode.
She looked like Vanessa
that
Williams.
That she looks like Vanessa Williams.
I thought she was cute.
I actually think she's pretty.
She's
I think her body is cute and all that.
I think
just,
she knows the
her
makeup.
Her attitude is stank.
I don't like her.
Stank, stank, stank.
I don't like her.
But I think she makes the show interesting.
Really?
I like her, but I don't like her.
Oh, okay.
Raven was more interesting than her. Than
Boo, Phoebe.
Madam Big Jiggly was next.
Oh, my Lord.
I like Jiggly. I like the big mohawk fro.
Okay.
I like the makeup.
Actually, I was
like, did you like the fact that she looked like a Hershey Kiss?
Or did you like, it looked like she was on a metallic barrel.
I like the hair, and I like the makeup.
Wait, are we talking about Jiggly, right?
Jiggly, below the neck. I didn't say anything below the neck.
Now, here's where we talk about the stomach.
That was like...
It was a Hershey Kiss. It was exactly what a Hershey Kiss
looks
like.
But it was like very... Okay, so it looked... Oh,
my roommate said that she looked like she was wearing a metallic barrel.
I thought she was wearing a maternity thing, you know, the ones where, you know, the pillows that make you
like
look at your
belly.
And here's my thing.
And
we just talked about how Willem knows her body and how a lot of drag queens know their body. I feel like she, between her and Madame LaQueer, she was another one that was just like.
I laughed because when they talked about her mom or she saw the video or whatever on Untuck, I think that was on Untuck.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so her brother comments on wearing the short dresses or wearing things that are too short, and I'm like, oh, where's your mama? She need to be here, because it was like cut off. It was just bad.
It was just but it just looked like she was carrying
it ended
twins.
Under the belly, and it didn't make any sense at all.
Right.
But see, and this is again, like, if you're a Latrice, you can wear an outfit, know your correct body type for what outfits you can wear, and she keeps using the same tinfoil material.
This is my psych take on it. Age-wise, Latrice is comfortable in her skin, and she's admitted it. She's been through things. She's okay with her body, and she knows exactly what niche she falls into. Jiggly has some emotional problems, and she has some hurdles to get over, whether we walk over them, fall over them. Fly over the
bounce
roll
need them.
Over
she,
them.
She needs some experience.
I just want to look real quick to
but
see
I like
how
the hair
old
and the makeup.
She is. Yes. You like Jiggly's hair and makeup?
I like the hair and makeup. I love that.
I
Jiggly's 30
list.
Years old.
Mohawk.
Okay. I think 30,
oh my gosh.
You should know by
you should
30.
Know by 30.
I mean, I know by 30 that I can't show my lady bits.
We all do, but obviously, look how long it took for her mom to fall
maybe,
in line.
Yeah,
right?
And maybe he just came like to full circle with it like a year ago.
And we don't know the culture thing, too, because she said Kuya, and I was like, ooh, she's Filipino.
But then you have someone like Kenya is 21. I just looked at this, and Kenya is very sure of himself.
But you know, Kenya, let's talk about what she had on. I actually liked her outfit.
Kenya was probably sure of herself when she was 4 feet tall.
Yeah, I mean, she had to be sure of herself her entire life.
She still is 4 feet tall.
Like, I'm a grown up. I can reach
yo soy.
I can jump.
I thought they.
He's awesome. I love you, Kenya.
I know.
That makeup was beautiful.
I like the outfit. I like the makeup.
The hair.
We can talk about the bone.
The bone was funny.
The bone was hysterical.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Kenya.
Kenya and Michaels.
I did not like that outfit.
What? I liked it. I thought it was couture, kind of.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say that.
Maybe it was couture spaceship.
It was a spaceship.
It was.
Which the only thing I didn't like was the walk. Like she's like.
But she can't walk. Her legs are this big.
So she walked like she's marching.
It was the Jetsons.
And she's little.
Somebody got jokes.
You can't stop the runway when your legs are 2 feet.
No, but she has. The first time she walked, she did stop.
No, she never stopped.
Yeah, she did.
She looked like a midget.
She was walking.
No, but I know she can do it.
I didn't want to say that, but yes.
It was not. That's not stomping the runway. That's just stomping because you.
She looked like she was in a marching band.
She was exactly. That's not stomping the runway.
Well,
that's looking like you're in a marching band and you should be twirling a flag.
Well, that's what she looked like. I like the outfit.
Or playing a piccolo.
No, you don't play the piccolo in Marching Man.
Yeah, you do.
You can, but you shouldn't.
The Pied Piper.
Exactly. Let's talk about her cousin, Madame LaQueer.
No.
Let's not?
Let's
just skip it.
I loved it.
It looks like fungus.
What did they say? Cut it out when she walked out?
But it's just the fact that she turns around and it's just like
all bad.
It's just
all
another
butt squished into stuff.
Yeah, it's just another one. Like
all bad.
And I understand why it has to be the big girls that they shouldn't know their body. And I'm sure they're thinking, okay. I feel I'm comfortable with myself. And
above all that, though, they're getting ready in the room together, right? They all see each other. At what point do you go, everybody's wearing gold and platinum. I'm going to wear green.
That's what she
and it
had.
Wasn't just her outfit, it was her hair too.
No. That's what she had. She said,
she did say that's what I had.
I didn't have no spray paint.
Girl.
She could have borrowed somebody's platinum.
Yeah, see,
wig.
That's where you help a bitch out.
That's right. Hand
over your spray paint.
Right.
But I just
hate the fact that when she comes out, her walk, it's like she's walking in slow motion.
Yeah. And then when she's walking off the stage, it was like,
it's the heels thing. Here's the thing. It's like, you have other people who have other problems, who have other ailments. Stop complaining. If you want to be a drag queen, find a pair of shoes that fits.
Devil's advocate. My thing is like, bitch, keep complaining so your ass gets off the show.
Well, she's going to be
eventually. Let her complain.
We're done with you. I was done with you this week.
I was actually thinking, wow, at least she kept her shoes on. And of course, they didn't untuck.
They were taken off.
They were off.
And those stockings were nasty.
And it made her feet look like little hands.
You want to put them in the oven?
You couldn't see any toes because she had the stockings on. I was like, oh, she ain't got no toes. It looks like you should just be putting that loaf in the oven.
I'm craving some pickled pig's feet.
They look like pig ears.
Oh,
you know how they come in the jar?
Yeah, that southern thing.
Yeah. My grandma used to have in a jar and it would just all be in.
I love it. Every week you talk about your grandmother.
I miss my grandma.
Like the whole middle finger thing. That was actually funny. I went back and watched
that. Yeah, that was funny.
It was real, y'all. It was real.
It was real. Okay, back on schedule.
What's the finger?
Princess was next. I don't even remember what she had.
Princess! Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah.
Bald head hooded, even though it was a little bite on Rue at the same week.
I don't think they knew.
They didn't know. But then a striped jumpsuit, that was awesome.
The thing about Princess is I always feel that she dresses really nice, but it's like the delivery is...
She doesn't serve it.
I think she's
doing something wrong for me because her padding, when you saw her walk away, her body shaping was okay, but the padding started to get wrinkly every time she stepped. Her butt got wrinkly.
God, you guys are watching really closely.
I didn't notice that this time. I was distracted because there was stripes on the suit, so I was like, okay,
I thought she was dressed good. But I mean, at the end of the day, you go, okay, she's
safe. I love the bald head and those drastic eyes and that hood. And
I thought it was good.
I thought it was very pretty.
It was very diva.
Latrice. I didn't like the dress.
I don't even know what she had on.
It was more. It was more yellow than gold.
It was yellow.
But I think the way she pulled it off.
And it wasn't and green, at least.
This is coming from what you said earlier about her sitting in the room for Untucked, and just the way she was like. There was something about, even though the outfit was, you know, whatever. You know, there's something about the way she wore it and the way she acted in that outfit that she was just like,
was like Scarlett O'Hara in a big old.
Since we're talking about the Untucked episode,
like, it just all popped out.
The argument between Willem and Milan.
Oh my god, Milan. I was ready to turn it off.
I thought it was hilarious because homegirl was in the back and she was like, "Yeah."
She was like, "Ooh."
Just like so.
Milan gets on the floor and goes, "I'm gonna tell you down here."
How is it like, on the floor? Yeah,
exactly. Oh my god. How's the carpet? Like, oh, okay. Willem is sick. Willem has it down.
Willem cracks me up.
She's
amazing.
It got to a point in there, just like it got to a point when they were all like trying to like divvy up the tasks for their infomercial, mm-hmm. where I'm like, okay, you guys got to stop acting like high school theater students at some point and stop bitching about random stuff. I was like, move on.
That's what's fun. Move on.
Well, that keeps the show.
Speaking of the tree, so I don't know, girls, what do you call those kind of shoes? Because her heels are like literally reinforced at the bottom, the heel part of it.
Well, she had on the boots, right?
She had on boots,
right, but they had heels. It was heel boots, and the heel wasn't like straight down. It was like, it came down and it came like that.
Most girls can't handle it.
Those are like Victorian.
Yeah,
Victorian.
She had a nickname
heels.
For them, like, because they were talking, they were ripping about queer not having her shoes on Untucked, mm-hmm. and she goes, "Oh no, girl, I came prepared."
Yeah.
Well, alrighty. Well, she needs to share.
Someone calling? What?
Sorry,
what's that about?
Sorry.
So I think lastly we have Dita Ritz with the legs.
I liked her outfit.
I didn't.
No, I
didn't
even. I liked
and that
her
wig,
outfit.
I was just like,
I don't think she knows how to dress her body because she is so broad shouldered.
She's broad shouldered, no. short necked. Her legs are super muscular.
Remember but when they're long, though. Remember when we watched Chicago? And who is it who played
Michelle
Roxanne?
Williams?
Yes. I was telling Cam this, that she looks like Michelle Williams in Chicago.
She does, actually.
She does. She had the wig. And the way she was, when she was singing for her life, when she was lip singing for her life, it was exactly like Michelle Williams in Chicago. It was.
That is not a good comparison.
No, it is not.
Sorry, Michelle Williams, but that's what she looked like.
That was hilarious, though. I
had a pimple.
So.
But she was singing like it was her first Broadway debut, and she had to make it.
I'm not mad. I've been hating on Dita since the get, because that dried up wig usually is a hot mess, and I still hated this outfit and the fact that her boobs were like sitting on her neck. It was weird. It was crazy. But when that sings for your life, I was like, I am now a fan of Dita Ritz, because she did her little side shuffle.
She sang that song, though.
She was doing her Broadway debut. That's what I felt like. It was Roxy Hart in her Broadway debut.
She knew every ad lib, every little extra run, every nuance in that song. And Poe Princess was trying the, I love this, we'll be here. I was like, girl, you might as well sit down and sit there and do sign language. Dita was all over the stage. Yeah. All over the stage.
And I think it was one of my favorite lip sync for your lives.
Yeah, it was my favorite other than when they got naked.
Yes.
Wait. Oh. You're talking about from last season.
From this season.
No. No. Who was that? Carmen. She was like, oh, it's about to get hot in
like,
here.
Carmen and Raja. And she's like, okay, I'm going to climb on you. Anyway, that was last season.
Yeah.
But this one was great.
So Princess goes home.
Deservedly.
We saw it. Yeah,
I was actually hoping that Big Girl.
LaQueer should have
been in the bottom,
oh,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it should have been.
She's going to get there.
And I think Dita Ritz should have been in the bottom, too.
Yeah.
So, and that's it. There you have it. That was the end of the episode. So we're now going to jump to a commercial.
Hope we covered it all.
We got everything,
for
I think.
Everybody.
We did.
After Buzz TV.
Hi, I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzz TV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzz TV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire, to American Idol, to Vampire Diaries, to Real Housewives, and more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid coworkers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
TV News. All right, guys. So a little bit of news for this week.
Courtney's going to go in a diabetic coma.
She is.
So excited.
So we have white collar star Matt Bomer, who is very attractive, officially came out as gay on Saturday when he publicly thanked his partner, Simon Halls, and their three children while accepting an award.
Boring.
The star of USA's hit show attended the Steve Chase Humanitarian Awards this weekend, where he received the New Generation Arts and Activism Award for his efforts in the fight against HIV and AIDS. Bomer will guest star in an episode of Glee as Blaine's Darren Criss's older brother.
Oh, that's going to be yummy.
I'm just going to skip down. He's going to be in the new Mike Magic movie.
Magic Mike
movie. Woo-hoo! With Channing Tatum. And Matthew McConaughey and a lot of other boys.
Channing was on SNL.
Oh, isn't the werewolf?
He was adorable.
The werewolf is going to be there from True Blood.
The werewolf's going to be in there.
It's going to be a good movie.
What?
The werewolf from True Blood. What's his name? I don't know what his name is.
Joe Montenegro or something like that.
Ah.
And
said Montenegro.
Something like that.
Isn't it Mangello? Mangello?
It's Montague. Yeah.
I don't know, but he's hot.
But the whole thing is, this is it's not a big issue because he didn't really come out. He just thanked the guy.
I'm so sorry, you guys.
His partner and his three kids. So I didn't know if that meant coming out. Okay, so next we have Adele, who had a big night at the Grammys.
Oh, yes, she did.
She was nominated. She was nominated for 6 Grammys, and she won all six of them.
She should have. Mm-hmm.
She basically told U.S. Vogue magazine that she is done recording songs for the next 5 years. She's taking a break.
She got 6 Grammys.
Well, let me quote it. She says, "I'm fucking off for 4 or 5 years. If I'm consistently working, my relationships fail." Now, here's my problem. This is why I love 21. Because her
relationship failed.
She admitted on stage that her relationship was rubbish. And that's why, that was the project.
I am not hating on it, girl. Take all the time you need and come back and sing another album.
I appreciate when they take time to creatively grow and have something else to say. Interesting.
I just hope that this current relationship ends in heartbreak.
I also wanted to say, because I haven't seen it, I'm going to go home tonight.
Where she can have some other heartbreak. Like, she could get, toe fungus or something.
Well, she wants to get married and have kids.
But she, for me, is one of the biggest artists yet that has, because this was her first live or big performance after her surgery. And it was surgery dealing with vocal notes, was it not? Right?
Yes.
And many singers, right? Many singers have this issue as you get older.
Yeah.
As we get older. Well, and Mariah Carey, vocal notes, Whitney Houston, vocal notes.
Yeah.
It's the reality. So the fact that she came back and belted it out, I heard she rocked
it. And what's amazing is that, she could have sucked and she still would have been better.
She did.
Just about everybody over there. So.
She's singing so bad because she's in pain.
Yeah, she's great. So I thoroughly enjoyed it.
And she a big girl.
Yeah.
Work it out, big girl.
And she wore black, big girl. And it was fine. And I'm loving it. Okay. Especially with your red lip and your winged eye.
So it's not news to anyone.
Oh.
Whitney Houston.
No.
She passed away this past weekend at the age of 48. And we're told that her body has already been flown back to New Jersey. They're going to have a private ceremony, not a public. We talked about this on the game.
Yes.
It's going to be a private ceremony for her and her family. And I think that's the way it should have been. You know. Whereas Michael Jackson, he had this whole, it took him, 2 months to be buried?
There was so much drama around his death,
because there are so many
and factors. I just wanted to say, because we have many co-hosts here, everybody, and people who are lying, saying that they've never made jokes about people's drug addictions that have been public, come on, be real. I mean, we pay respect now, we try and be respectful to her and her family now. But people have all made jokes. So now people getting all the... Because one of our co-hosts, unfortunately, the day before, had made a comment about the drug addiction. And I guess it was in fun. And there's hate mail and all that kind of stuff. Seriously, there's bigger things to worry about.
But I just felt bad.
I'm like, really?
I think
everybody.
It's bad timing.
I think Courtney touched on it when we talked about the game. Oh. It's... You know, it's just for, and you said basically everything that I was going to say tonight, you took my words.
She's but a phenomenal
said again, somebody for,
well,
doesn't
well, for my, care. My, for me, I, my heart goes out to her family, her especially daughter, her daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, 18, and you said it. Sucks. I mean, if I lost, I'm 32.
Exactly. I lose my mom now.
I don't know what I would do.
Well, and you think about it, because Bobby Christina has been there through thick
all
and thin.
All of it.
And, you know, and I hate to admit it, my dad was an addict and an alcoholic, and though I miss him immensely, there was a point when he passed away, I felt a certain sense of relief.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my God, some of his pain. Because, you know, they go through pain. There's this torment, whatever it is. And I'm not saying that's what she feels, but there's so many mixed emotions I'm sure she's going through. And to have to
and
deal with
18.
All the public. Yeah.
She's young. She's very young.
She's young. And I hope she stays strong and doesn't fall.
And I think, and I want, like, positive people for her. Yeah. Like, I think that was, I don't know. I was not with Whitney. I don't know her. I think that maybe she allowed a lot of people allowed her to be the way she was. You know, as
a lot
far
of people,
as
yes, a lot of people I think
enabled her. So, you know, rest
it's
in peace.
It's hard. Yeah, well, that's a whole thing.
And Bobby Christina break the cycle.
Yeah.
On that note, I just wanted to say, because I'm a huge fan of Sasha Allen. If you guys want to see a tribute to Whitney Houston, she sings I Will Always Love You, and it was amazing. Sasha Allen, tribute to Whitney. Look it up on YouTube.
Okay. And Jackie has one more bit of news to present to
Ooh.
Us.
We have a special guest next week.
Oh.
We have James Doyle from the A-List Dallas.
He will be in studio.
He's one of my favorites. So if you have,
hello, Jay.
If you have questions, call in, ask
Come
them.
On, join us.
He's going to comment on the show with us.
He's now living in Los Angeles.
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to be around all the queens so he can make his own comments so he can rip.
Yeah. So feel free to call us.
Why he
and hopefully he'll have some inside info as to how editing tracks storylining.
That would be interesting to listen to. Obviously,
hey.
You guys were having
back
your own.
Dallas? To keep the show running.
And that's all your news and gossip
Can't
for
wait
today.
To see you, Josh.
On this
wait, what is his name?
James Doyle.
Sorry. I was watching
Eat your candy, girl.
Predictions for next week. Let's make it quick.
More queens.
I predict.
Who's going home next?
Madame LaQueer goes home.
Okay, good.
Queer.
I'm gonna say no.
You're going to say no?
I don't think Madame LaQueer is going to go home.
No, I think it's going to be Dita Ritt.
You think they're going to keep it just for painful annoyance?
Dita caught a fire. She's going to serve it. She is not going
she
home.
Serve it.
She's
going to serve. Stomp
did,
it
did
out. Work
not
it
see
out. Break it.
That sideways shuffle when she was singing Fall Life? Dita done let something loose.
She was Roxy
Hart. The dragon is out.
Unleash the dragon. I noticed. That's all we have. We've probably run out of time. We've run over time. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to call us with your comments.
We love you.
And it's AfterBuzzTV on Twitter.
At AfterBuzzTV.
And then Jackie has her 123 Jackie B, I think.
123 Jackie _ B.
And then Courtney has Starlight Star Bright.
Stuart Starlet. And then there's Kenny.
Camera is Tamabaka.
Tamakava 777.
There you go.
All
say,
right,
Tamabaka. What is that?
We're done.
That sounds good.
Hey, we have to tell people to bust it. Right?
Bust us. We're gonna
do that in a minute, girlfriend. Yeah.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
And no more fun dip.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.